Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Nine o'clock, hour number three of our weekly radio broadcast, our open forum hour. Anything you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. Or you can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you've got something you need to send a picture with, you can attach that in an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Help identifying or explaining what you're trying to work on, whatever the case may be. Those images can be sent to info@rosieonthehouse.com. The text platform does not have imaging. We get pictures sent there. Can't see them there. Send them to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Whatever it is you're tackling around your house this weekend, maybe you've got a couple different estimates for one particular job. You want to talk through the difference and which one might be right for you. We can kind of help compare those two. We won't make the decision for you, but we can walk you through how to compare them. And then if we get stumped, we've got a huge support through our Rosie on the House certified partners all over the state. They're contractors that have gone through our screening process. It takes about 8 weeks. You have to be in business at least 5 years locally, licensed, bondable, insured. And that license is through the Arizona State ROC, Register of Contractors. You can verify licenses there. Don't take for granted that a contractor that has his license number on a business card or our invoice is his. We have seen that before where somebody might work for the company and be selling jobs under a different name, ripping off the company that they're employed by but using their license number. So make sure you take the license number, look it up at azroc.gov, verify the qualifying parties, verify that the company, that the person who's saying they're representing the company is in fact with the company. We get a lot of people will come to us and we are not a government authority. Any one of our partners that has signed our complaint resolution policy and our code of ethics, we hold them accountable to those things. But outside of our network, we cannot touch them because we're not a governing agency. That's done through the ROC, but that's a lot different standards than ours. It's just the beginning step. So if you're looking for a contractor, just go to rosieonthehouse.com. In the menu bar, you'll see certified partners. When you mouse over on that, it gives you a number of options. The first one is find a certified contractor. Then you click on it, you enter your state or, I'm sorry, your city or zip code, and then the category or trade that you're looking for, and it'll give you, by geolocation, the partners in your area for that service. A little bit about our certified partners. Reviews are a big part of today's world. What are the reviews? And when we were looking at it, we're like, you know, we're not going to post our own reviews. That's so subjective. And we've heard stories from people in other, quote, referral type programs, copycats, that, you know, those reviews are owned by whatever that online service is. And you can do pretty easily online search and find out that a lot of that can be manipulated very easy by money. And all of those, whether, I don't want to name any names, but, you know, whether they're Google reviews or Yelp reviews or whatever, fill in the blank reviews, those reviews are really owned by that company. All of our reviews are done by a third party called the Guild Quality. It's out of Atlanta. It's especially designed for the trade industry. So when you've got feedback from one of our certified partners, it goes to the Guild Quality. They verify that you are a homeowner and that this contractor did do work on your home, so there's none of these fake reviews out there or any reviews that a competitor could post negatively about you that are false. So it's verified that the job was done, and we can't touch those. It's a complete separation of church and state, and that's the confidence we have in our contractors, is that we outsource, we third-party our reviews to just one more way to continue to challenge ourselves, make ourselves better, and increase our service to you, the Arizona homeowner. And then if you're interested in joining the network, if there's an opening, you can go to apply to become a certified partner is your fourth option there. So that's the resources that we put together every week right here, and then we bring you into the conversation, whether it's phone, text, or email, and help you tackle whatever projects you have working. And then at 9:30, we'll cover our weekly home maintenance how-to. We cover one different maintenance item. If you don't have a pool this week, doesn't apply to you. But if you've got a pool, stay tuned. At 9:30, we'll be talking about getting ready for swim season coming up. My kids have already, we don't have a pool, but they've got hoses and sprinklers underneath the trampoline, above the trampoline, squirt guns, water balloons. Now you can. You don't have to fill them up single anymore. You could put like six or seven, or it's like 20 on one, and you hook it up to the hose bit. It fills up 20 water balloons at one time.
What's the fun
it's
in that?
Brilliant. Water fights have already started.
Well, we like to bring our homeowners anything that's kind of going on in the homeowner world that applies to your everyday life. And last week, you mentioned the story out of Tucson that they're struggling with their recycle program. A lot of the cities around the country are kind of starting to back out of them a little bit. And a lot of that's due to not having a place to sell their end product. But the city of Phoenix, we've visited with them before, and I've invited the city of Phoenix Public Works Department, Joe Judice, to come on air with us and explain to us what it is that makes a Phoenix recycle program so successful. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? I was listening. I'd like to get some of those squirt guns. Cool off a little bit.
You betcha. Hey, why don't you just explain to our homeowners, why has Phoenix had such a tremendous success rate in their recycle program?
Well, you know, a couple of things I'll tell you about. First off, I'd like to explain a little bit about what's happening when these articles are coming out nationally about why recycling's kind of getting some bad reviews lately. What's really happened here is that most of the world, a lot of the world, you know, Australia, Europe, the United States, and in particular the Western United States, over the last 30 years, a lot of the recyclables have gone to the country of China. They have paid a premium price for things like paper and cardboard and plastics, certain plastics. And that's really developed over a number of years, and it's kind of worked really well. They had a lot of shipping things come into the United States with goods being distributed across the country, and those shipping boats would go back to China with our recyclables for them to make new boxes and things like that. But China has said, we don't want to take all these recyclables anymore, and that's really upset the markets quite a bit. And again, in particular, the Western United States and some parts of Australia and Europe and things like that are really faced with not getting the same prices they used to get for their products. And so many of us were used to getting a lot of money from selling these recyclables, and those helped fund our solid waste programs to some degree, and those monies are going away. So that's why a lot of cities are struggling now. They're having to pay a lot more, or their revenues are disappearing. In Phoenix, we have the good fortune of owning two of our own recycling centers, which helps us a little bit, and we've had a great contract partner that's selling those recyclables for us. So that's helped us a little bit, but it's impacting Phoenix as it is other places. We have not changed, though, our programs. We're still accepting those plastics and newspapers and cardboard and aluminum and glass in our recycling program, and we encourage our residents to put it in there clean, dry, and unbagged, and we're ready to recycle those materials.
That's great. I think it's important to get the message out to keep on, right? We don't want anybody to get out of the habit of doing those things.
It is. It's really important. The one thing that everyone can do a better job of is we have people, we call them in the industry wish cyclers. They put things in the recycling container because they wish they could be recycled, but the reality is they cannot, and that winds up costing a lot of extra money to all the cities in terms of processing those materials that wind up going to the landfill. Things like gardening hoses, bowling balls, yard waste. People think all plastics are recyclable, but they're not. It's really your water bottles and your laundry detergent bottles, your things that have a number one on them or a number two on them or a number five on them. Those are the things for sure you can recycle. We also take fours, fives, sixes, and sevens in Phoenix, but a lot of places do not right now. And actually, we have an amazing new partnership. Our city council just awarded us to enter into a contract with a new venture company called Renew Phoenix, and they're going to take some of those very difficult to recycle plastics, and they're going to break them back into their original kind of carbon chain compounds, and then make them into a diesel fuel so that we can fuel equipment with those. So that's kind of new technology that's coming out in the recycling industry.
And those are soft plastics, right?
They can be, yes. So here's the thing with soft plastics. Really what we're talking about there, in particular your grocery bags, your maybe the laundry bags that you get when you go to the dry cleaner. Mm-hmm. We have a program called Bag Central Station. And what we really want our residents to do in Phoenix, and really throughout the valley this is available, take those bags back to your grocery store or to your Walmarts or Targets. They have bag collection locations. And all those things are being recycled into things like new park benches, plastic lumber, et cetera. But those can't be recycled in your blue recycling container at your curbside in any city, because soft plastics, unfortunately, even though the material is recyclable through the mechanical process of separating the recyclables out, all they wind up doing is binding up the equipment and causing a lot of extra work where you have to shut down the equipment and cut those plastics out because they just wrap around all the screens and rollers and things like that. So no soft plastics in your recycling container. Bring those back to your grocery stores and supermarkets or big retailers, and they will recycle those for you.
Joe, that was great information. Thanks so much for joining us this morning and getting us back on top of our game.
You know, the interesting thing you'd mentioned, we were talking last week, that bungalow box or bungalow box, it is a box that's designed to be reused over and over and over for moving. So if you're moving, you go rent it, load up your stuff, take it, unload it, bring it back. Those boxes are made out of recycled grocery bags.
Cool.
Out of, I think she said Wisconsin. That's a company out of Tucson. Fairly new, but looking forward to getting to know them better. They're going to be at Saba Home Show, where we will be next Saturday at the Tucson Convention Center. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They do it twice a year. The best home show in town, in my opinion. That they do a really good job putting that together. They always have free parking at the Convention Center. They've always got great
food trucks.
Tri-tip. And stage presentations, and they fill out the whole Tucson floor. So anything you're looking for in there, we actually have the Rosie Row. Most of our certified partners will be together in the same row. So if you're looking for a project and want to do it a little hands-on and visual, you can start at the Tucson Convention Center next week for anyone in Southern Arizona. If you're in a car buying this mode this weekend, though, get to Sanderson Ford today. They've got incredible deals. And the new Ford Ranger. I tell you, I saw a navy blue one on the road going south on I-10. I say south because technically I am going south when you pass Picacho, but it's really east. It was eastbound I-10, saw a new Ranger, and I was this close to sticking with an F-150. I'd been thinking about the Ranger to enhance my gas mileage for my drive time, because I've got a lot of windshield time during the week. In fact, you can tell the bugs are out. The front of my truck looks like it's love bug season in Louisiana. But man, that Ranger's a sharp-looking vehicle. So they've got a number of those on the lot today at Sanderson Ford. Or if you can't get out there today, you know, save up a couple weekends. Starting April 18th is the big Hootenanny sale for their 64th anniversary of serving Arizona. That's at Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale, in Glendale.